We're talking with Trevor Lucas, of course, Executive Secretary of Oklahoma FFA. Trevor, you've had quite a challenge here over the last 12 months moving the state FFA convention from a traditional location, actually a new location last year as well, in Oklahoma City with the new fairground, or the new convention center and what is now the Paycom Center. Weren't able to be able to have assurance to that in the future, that particular facility. So you've been able to make arrangements to make Tulsa the home of the state convention for the next several years. How's the process gone?
The process is good. Looking back with the change, it's really a good problem to have. We struggled with finding a venue space that could hold 10, 12, 14,000 people. We're Oklahoma's largest annual convention. So back when we were trying to find a new venue, I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it's tough here in Oklahoma to find a spot that will hold that amount of people. But the process is going really well. Really great people at Tulsa, the Visit Tulsa folks there, and the city are doing a great job. Well, just working with us to welcome FFA members into their city. The venue folks are really great to work with. It is going to be different for everybody involved, the ACT teachers, students. We've been at a location for over 30 years, so it is going to be different. But the venue is really awesome. The BOK Center, the Cox Business Center are really top-notch venues. This is really going to allow us to continue to have the best state FFA convention in the country.
Tell me about, in other words, you've had to make some decisions about how you structure things. Is the schedule looking pretty similar to what we've seen in the last few years?
Yes, the schedule is very similar. I'm smart enough for my own sake to realize that with all the other changes that are happening with a new venue and a new city, to stick to the old schedule. So it's very similar to what we've done in the past. It's a two-day convention. We'll start, the gavel will drop Tuesday at 10 a.m., and then we're out by Wednesday at 10 o'clock with the state FFA degrees. So 2 days of jam-packed of things going on, mm-hmm. but then we're out.
I know, we've got FFA chapters and members that have, traveled to Tulsa for the state fair, big junior livestock or stock show, as well as the breeding show there. So they're kind of familiar with the city in general and some of the accommodations, but that's going to be a change. Obviously, all of our chapters are going to have to get used to a little bit of a different vibe.
Yes, I've been telling ag teachers and sponsors and friends of Oklahoma FFA that are planning to be there at our convention to continue to check our website. We're putting out a lot of information on okffa.org as far as parking, maps of downtown, best places to eat, because you're right, it is a new city. And that's what probably my two biggest questions, I think this would surprise you, Ron, that I get asked about people or that people ask me about attending our convention is parking and places to eat. And we're going to put out, there is some information right now on okffa.org, and we're going to put out even more information as convention draws closer here. So we're going to try our best to be prepared to accommodate a large amount of people. And this is new for Tulsa. They are not used to having this size of a convention in their city. Mm-hmm. So it's a learning curve, but everybody's working hard to do what we can.
And this is a commitment. FFA and Tulsa came together in an arrangement. This is a multi-year commitment.
This is a multi-year commitment. We have a contract with the venue space at Tulsa through 2026, and the city is actually holding our dates through 2032. So our prices are locked in through 2026, and our dates are held through 2032. And we're excited about that. There's not a lot of options of other places for us to go. So this has got to be our home. We need some consistency. Tulsa is willing and wants to do that, provide us a new home and a consistent spot. So that takes a lot of pressure off of me. We know where we're going to be. Mm-hmm. This is going to be our home for at least the next several years. Our 100th convention in 2026 will be in the city of Tulsa.
I know that, one of the key reasons was the BOK Center, the ability to have that arena experience for your general sessions. What's on tap for this first time in Tulsa as far as your kind of the things that'll be a little exciting, a little pizzazz for those general sessions?
Yeah. The purpose of convention really is to award FFA members for their work throughout this school year and their various events and activities that they compete in. Mm-hmm. The second important thing that happens at the State FFA Convention is they conduct business as a student body. They elect a new group of leaders. There's no constitutional amendments this year, but that happens at State FFA Convention. Mm-hmm. So that's and of course we recognize our sponsors, over 206 committed sponsors to Oklahoma FFA that allow us to have this level of convention. We're going to give over $1.5 million in scholarships and cash award at this State FFA Convention, which is more than has ever been given out at a State FFA Convention. And that's pretty cool. But as far as special things, on top of that, we want to create a atmosphere and a moment for FFA members. This is kind of like their Super Bowl for the agricultural youth of Oklahoma. So of course we've got laser lights and pyro, something that's kind of interesting that not a lot of people know about is we have a girl that's coming from Kentucky. Her name is Marlene Vanhoos, and she sings at, national anthems at, NFL stadiums. She was actually going to do the Super Bowl this year, but didn't quite happen, but she's going to sing the national anthem at our convention. Plethora of 120 exhibitors at our career show. There's just 12 workshops. Our State FFA Convention chorus is coming back in person after a two-year hiatus of between COVID and the new venue. So there's going to be a lot happening.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, that obviously most states have an annual convention or meeting of some sort, some level. Oklahoma has to be ranked right up there toward the top as far as state events.
Absolutely. We pride ourselves in this state for the ability to put on a quality event for FFA members. And quite frankly, I think we do have the best state FFA convention in the country. And the cool thing also about our convention, and we are very unique in this respect, that there is no individual registration fee at our convention. You go to national FFA conventions, it's $90 per person to attend convention. Our friends, who I'm really good friends with, some of their state staff down in Texas, but they have $45 per person to attend their state FFA convention. There is no individual registration fee here at Oklahoma. So to have the level event that we have, the BOK Arena, the Cox Business Center, the interest from sponsors and exhibitors, and it to be free for FFA chapters to be able to bring any and all who want to be there, that's pretty special and pretty cool. And that's really a credit to our sponsors and people, stakeholders that are committed to Oklahoma FFA.